Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I want to shift into these headlines I keep seeing about Bay Area. ABC 7 says experts caution use of looting in describing rash of Bay Area smash and grabs. Why? Because it would hurt someone's feelings? What do you call it when people bust up into a storefront and enter and then steal everything in it and run away? What is that called? What is another phrase to describe it besides theft?
I mean, smash and grab?
Yeah. Looting? Maybe?
Yeah.
But they say, no, you can't call it looting. Yeah. Race and social justice reporter. Imagine being a guy named Julian Glover, and you're a reporter for ABC 7, and your beat, because apparently you can't get any other beat, your beat is race and social justice. Right? That's your beat. That's like being assigned to bring the plates and cups to the Thanksgiving meal because people know you can't cook. That's what this is. So this guy's out there. He's like, this is actually a sentence in this piece. Race and social justice reporter Julian Glover is here to give us some context of looting. Julian says as the Bay Area grapples with a wave of seemingly organized smash and grab robberies this weekend, policing and journalism analysts. Policing and journalism analysts? Did you just make this up? How about some people say? Because these are not analysts. Shut up. Policing and journalism analysts are cautioning against the use of the term looting. The Louis Vuitton store was burglarized and looted. The Burberry in Westfield was burglarized and looted, said San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott in a press conference to reporters on Saturday. Chief Scott was detailing his department's response to a wave of potentially organized retail thefts and burglaries netting $1 million in stolen luxury goods. And they say that that you can't describe it as looting. I can't believe this is a story. They say, according to the California Penal Code, what we saw was not looting because there wasn't an evacuation order in place. Well, there wasn't an evacuation order in place either in Minneapolis or Kenosha or anywhere else where there was looting, you moron. See, it's not looting if there's no emergency order in place. But if there's an emergency order in place, then it's looting. If there is no emergency order in place, the correct phrase is mass borrowing without return.
I didn't realize verbs changed definition when there wasn't an actual emergency.
Really? I know, right?
Weird.
Wow. They did a whole story on, to some, the distinction may be small, but this article's stupid. And then they went and talked to some dude that nobody cares about. And he, just to do confirmation bias to this dude. Oh, well, if it's not looting, then okay. So if they come and smash and grab in your house, technically, I mean, there's no emergency order in place. So it's, guess it's okay. Yeah. Checks notes. Oh, there's no emergency order in place, so go ahead. This is what happens, by the way, when you stop, because they don't prosecute a lot of like petty theft anymore. Look at that. I'm amazed at this. There's so many examples. They've had a number of stores in the San Francisco, in the Bay Area, where people are just like, I mean, I can't even remember all the stores. They went into a Lululemon. Okay, full stop here. Okay, we got to have a conversation. The hell are you looting a Lululemon? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Why are you busting into when there's not an emergency or evac order and taking a lot of things from said Lululemon? I'm curious. I mean, why? Curious. What do you need at a Lululemon? I needed to steal leggings. You needed to steal made in China leggings? Really? That they price them to be as expensive as if they were produced in the United States, but they're made in China, so they're just like price gouging you for leggings. They sell men's clothes at Lululemon. I did not know this until recently. Did you know that?
I just now found out from you.
You're right now years old?
Yep.
Steve? You're a millennial. Let me ask you a question. Do you wear Lululemon men's clothes?
I don't own any, but I know men that do my age.
Like, what do they wear from there, the men?
Like workout stuff. They used to have men's workout stuff, but I don't know why people would go out of their way to get Lululemon, at least for men.
Do they actually work out?
Yeah. Also, I live in a different part of the country than you, just prefacing. So that's...
I don't think that is a sufficient excuse. Steve lives... He basically lives right by Virginia. He's in D.C., but my gosh, you're surrounded by, you know, mountains and rural areas. I don't think it counts. I'm floored. I did not... Wait, hang on. I'm going to do something. Lululemon. I didn't even know actually how to pronounce their name until like a year ago. They legit have a men's section. And I don't understand this. It looks like all their clothes are made from neoprene. And then why is there, look, a bum bag or a belt bag, which is the new phrase for a fanny pack. I don't actually hate a fanny pack if it's worn tastefully and it doesn't look stupid, but not for men. If you're wearing a fanny pack, you better have a gun in it. I don't. Otherwise, actually, that's stupid. If you're not carrying it on your person and you're a dude, get out. Why? What do you have to carry, male, that you need a belt bag? I don't get it. Are you working out? Are those your gloves? If you're working out, you just want like something to throw over your shoulder and you actually don't want to wear it in the old stereotypical 80s way, then okay, fine. It's just a problem I have. Why does everything they have, they look like it's made of neoprene? They got a pair of workout shorts for $88. You can go to Walmart and get you a pair of nice workout shorts that are like $12. You don't need to buy a pair of $88. If I saw somebody in Lululemon shorts, a dude at the gym in Lululemon, I think I'd probably make fun of him. I'm not lying. I'm sorry if this is you, but I don't know if I could help myself. I don't think I could stop, Kane. I don't think I could quit.
I don't blame you.
I'm just saying.
It's not any different.
Who the hell loots a Lululemon?
It's not any different to sweating $88 shorts or $12 shorts.
It's like looting a naturalizer store, isn't it? Like, who's getting in that store? Like, retirees busting up to get them some comfortable shoes? Like, who the hell is looting a Lululemon? I expect to look out there and see a bunch of suburban women with Starbucks. Like, who the hell is looting a Lululemon? It's amazing to me. I don't know, man. This is wild. This stuff is wild.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Well, look at this. Samsung is choosing Taylor, Texas for their $17 billion chip-making factory. Yay, we need some chips. I'm all about this. Samsung, high-fiving Samsung right now. $17 billion. A chip-making plant in Taylor, Texas, making us a little bit more sufficient, United States-wise, for chips. Because remember, that's the thing we're dealing with right now with China. The announcement this week, they said that it's going to make a huge economic impact. Production, though, the chip production isn't expected to start until the end of 2024. Now, Taylor offered incentives that include some property tax breaks and all this stuff. I know people get mad about that, but do you realize the revenue that you're going to get in exchange for that? That's like, here, I'm going to give you a dime now to get $500,000 later. That's how that works. It's like it's giving them a little bit. We have such an economic illiteracy in this country. It sickens me. And it goes always, not one side or the other, by the way. So that's actually huge. This has been a huge thing to land because the chip production in the United States has been just like, so it's been disappointing and we've had to rely on China. Nobody wants to do that. Get this story. Okay, this is a grandmother, 63 years old, and her granddaughter, 6 years old, were kicked out of a Georgia hotel in the middle of the night because she gave it... Now, this headline seems very misleading. She gave it a 3 out of 5-star review on hotels.com. Susan Legger, they had to walk to their pajamas to a new hotel. They were kicked out of the Baymont Inn in Helen, Georgia. They said they left a bad review after they checked in because it was run down. The toilet didn't work properly. The manager told a 911 dispatcher he wanted her out. He says, I know you didn't like the room and you have reviewed us. And so when reporters asked questions, they refunded her. I just can't believe that police would show up because someone gave you a bad... Is there something else with this? So WXIA had the story and they said that they had to remove her. And by the way, the manager, Danny Vias, he looks totally like a snitch. If you looked up snitch and it was only defined by an image, it would be this guy. Just saying. I can't I don't know if there's another part of the story, but that seems super extreme, right? I'm not the only one here. And Jennifer Lawrence, who I'm not a fan of, she says, yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio earns more than her because he brings in more box office. Yeah, that makes sense. Stay with us. DanaLash.com. This Thanksgiving Eve, right? Yeah. Eve?
Yeah,
that works. Yeah. I went and I got my fixins. I'm like ready to rock. I just got to get my pies done. I got to start my pies tomorrow. That's my big thing. Welcome back to the program this Tuesday. We've been covering a number of things. One of the I got to do a little detour. I don't watch a lot of television because I don't like it. I think most everything is awful. This is one of the reasons why I think that the people who probably would, if they were to ever look at what my streaming queue is, would think I'm insane. And I had a friend who was asking me about what shows I watch. And I had said, well, really the only show that I actually would watch, that I watch is Yellowstone. Because I find a certain kinship with Beth Dutton. But I think Yellowstone's the only thing. Someone's like, should I watch Yellowstone? I'm like, why would you not watch it? And it's everything that I love that other people hate. And they apparently do a lot of this in Utah. They were filming in Fort Worth, too. But I was thinking about this. One of my friends had posted, today, try to do something to screw up an algorithm. It's my friend Dave Bird. He said, more specifically, when it comes to social media, the algorithm, the one that desires you to be predictable and classifiable into one of 20 to 30 attitudinal phenotypes and rewards you for conforming to them. He writes, say you choose a horror movie on Amazon Prime. Now you get other horror movies that pop up into your movies we think you'll like. Why? Because people who like horror movies tend to like other horror movies. You choose another horror movie and the algorithm is pleased. It's pleased because you validated it through your lack of prediction error and rewards you with more intensive horror movie suggestions. Keep repeating and soon you get a predictability gold star from the algorithm as non-horror movies disappear from your recs. And by doing so, you've strengthened the algorithm's observation that people who like horror movies like other horror movies, so that other people who watch any other horror movie will now get recommendations even more concentrated on horror movies. And he says, the algorithm, he says, instead of saying after watching that horror flick, you ignore the algorithm and choose a 1930s musical. The algorithm is displeased because you are an outlier and it doesn't know WTF to do with you other than recommend musicals along with horrors and hope for the best. Now, after the musical, screw with it further by selecting a Marvel movie and then a documentary about James Baldwin and then a raunchy 80s teen comedy. The algorithm is confused and frightened because it doesn't understand variety seeking and unpredictability. What that algorithm desires above all is that you and it work together to sort you into a reasonably large-sized box from which the entire scope of your attitude, opinions, and behaviors can be inferred from a small set of data, because that is computationally efficient. So this is probably why none of my streaming queues know what to do with me, because it's anime, K-drama, historical documentary, baking shows, and aliens. It's pretty much, and then Yellowstone. I watch Yellowstone. So it's like, you must like all Westerns, but I've seen almost all the Westerns. There's not a Western I haven't seen. And so and I like horror films. I like zombie films. It has no idea what to show me. I think it's short circuits. I had to go on a whole other account because my husband's like, I can't have all these K-dramas. Every time you watch a K-drama, I can't have this come up on my recs. This is bad.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Boy, oh boy, I have a woke story coming up for you next hour. Whoo, man. All right, so a Florida man was arrested after a sushi flipping rampage. It was, Florida man, he had a sushi throwing rampage at a hibachi buffet line. According to the arrest affidavit, his name is Paul Mitchell, but he's not the hair care Paul Mitchell. It's not the DeGioia family. He entered the hibachi buffet in Pinellas Park. He was unhappy that the sushi that he wanted was not being served. So he became angry and he began flipping over plates of sushi that were on the hibachi buffet line. And so then he walked out to the front of the store, battered the store manager who was recording the whole escapade. He was arrested by Pinellas Park police and charged with simple battery and criminal mischief. Damage was $250. Like, why? Why? And he looks like he just is, he feels like his mugshot's like, yeah, I did it, Ann. Ooh. This is so nasty. Oh, the story. Oh, Florida man spit food into a woman's mouth during a road rage incident. I don't even know how this happens. This is so gross. David Paul Wipperman, 61, was arrested in a Largo incident. A Florida man. Oh, this is so gross. Ah. Ha. Oh, gosh. I actually. Oh, look at this. Look at this. It's so nasty. I'm like, oh. He's accused of spitting food into a woman's mouth following a road rage incident. Again, Pinellas County. What in the world, Pinellas? They arrested the 61-year-old on felony battery. So I don't even know how this happens. He got into a road rage incident with a woman, gets out of his truck, goes up to her vehicle. She rolls down to her window and apologized. But then at that point, he spit the food he was chewing at her, then opened her door and screamed at her. And it took apparently several weeks to arrest him. That's the nastiest thing I think I've ever heard. She apologized. Like, why? So clearly it wasn't, he just got mad because she probably did something, you know, maybe she cut him off or something. So he gets mad at her and does this. There's a complaint about a guy some Uber Eats drivers in St. Petersburg are saying that this landlord who keeps ordering food is naked when we show up and it's gross. Make him stop. Yeah, this is a real actual story. So I can't believe people do this. It's in the Crest building. It's on St. Petersburg. And apparently there were six people who've accused this guy of inappropriate sexual behavior. He's the landlord of this building. And they said that four food delivery drivers said that his name's Boutros, that he was naked when they arrived at the Crest building. And yeah. And they said the delivery drivers, all the complaints began last spring. So it sparked a review by a detective. And they got him with three counts of exposing himself and two counts of committing a lewd act, all misdemeanors. So he's supposed to be, he's under court order to not order delivery. And Grubhub and DoorDash deactivated his accounts. Don't know why Uber Eats hasn't yet. That's nasty. Can't they rate you? Like, this guy's a perv. Like, can't they make a comment like that for other drivers, for other, I don't know, I'm just like wondering. A guy broke out into a dance during a DUI stop after he said he had too many.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.